The government has announced new rules to regulate digital content featuring a code of ethics and a three-tier grievance redressal framework for news sites and OTT platforms, streaming platforms. The Union IT Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said the rules will empower users of social media and that the guidelines for intermediaries and the Digital Media Ethics Code rules, as it is called, prescribes for the first time how digital news organizations, social media platforms, and OTT streaming services will be regulated. Now, the rules include a strict oversight mechanism involving several ministries and a code of ethics that bans content affecting the sovereignty and integrity of India and that which threatens national security. Now, social media giants will be required to appoint India-based compliance officers. If they remove content, they will be required to inform users, give reasons for taking down their post and hearing them out. But I think the big question is this. The entire premise of self-regulation, which many across media, whether it's social media, digital media or news, that seems to have been replaced by a system of eventual government oversight. And some of the demands which have been made on social media companies and the other companies as well, it seems might be very difficult to implement. Let's go back to Mr. Rohatgi. Sir, if we look at social media, the rule says that all social media companies have to tell users not to host defamatory, obscene, pornographic, pedophilic, invasive of another person's privacy, etc., etc., information, or even insulting, libelous, inconsistent. How does one define insulting? How does one define inconsistent? How does one even define privacy in the context of social media?
Now, Vishnu, you have raised a very, very important question. And this question transcends from regulatory control into invasions of privacy. That is a very, very prickly subject. But let me first tell you, your users must know that whether it is Facebook, whether it is Twitter, whether it's WhatsApp, these social media platforms are mere virtual platforms on which people come and express their views. It's not like making a film,
right,
where a director makes a film, puts the actors in it, tells a story, right, wrong, and has various nuances in a film. You may have a rape, you may have a murder, you may have a comedy. Now here, it's a virtual platform which is neutral. We are in law under the IT Act. By we, I mean the social sites. They are called intermediaries. They don't decide the question you have raised. What is insulting? What is in bad taste? What is in good taste? What may be a joke to me, maybe a flirtatious joke to me, may be seen in a bad light by somebody. You know, something like Lady Chatterley's lover.
Right.
So firstly, I am not a judge. And the Supreme Court has already ruled in a case called Shreya Singhal.
Yes.
Who's also a lawyer. That the intermediaries cannot be judges to decide this is offensive or insulting.
Yeah.
It is either for a government authority to decide or a court to decide. Basically, a court to decide.
But they've overruled that. Now it's legislation, right? So yeah, Shreya Singhal doesn't stand.
So every day we are doing cases where a person goes to a court and says, look, so-and-so has posted offensive pictures about me or my friend or my family, and this should be taken down. So the court orders that it should be taken down, and Facebook and WhatsApp, I've been appearing for these social sites for some years now, that these sites, then take it down. There is no problem. They never contest. But they cannot be a judge. And the Supreme Court says, so firstly, if the onus is on us, it is very difficult for the sites to discharge the onus. Now, if I can't discharge the onus, the second question. Now, I notice that they say that you must be able to find out who is the originator.
Exactly.
Of WhatsApp.
Right.
Right.
Now, that means disclosing identity.
Yeah. So now let's examine it a little further. In a WhatsApp, not Facebook, in a WhatsApp message, I send you a message.
Yeah, it's encrypted, and you can't do it, right?
Yes, it is completely encrypted.
Yeah, the information WhatsApp is not with the servers of WhatsApp at all. It doesn't exist. It's user to user.
Affidavit in the Supreme Court that WhatsApp itself cannot read the contents of the message. It cannot be stored. It cannot be read.
And yet they can do that through Pegasus software, which they've done in the past.
Well, that's an aberration, but it cannot be read. Don't talk about aberrations because WhatsApp is in 150 countries in the world. They don't read messages. That's the encryption from A to Z. Now, the second question. If I send you a message, you know it has come from me. But if you send the same message to another friend,
yes,
maybe it is flirtatious, maybe it is bad, your friend will know that you have sent it, but not that Mr. Rohatgi was the originator of the message.
Yeah, so it'll be a wild goose chase, right?
Yeah. So now under the new regulation, if the originator has to be made available, the originator's number, then on the WhatsApp which I send to you, my number will come. And when you send the WhatsApp further, my number will still remain pasted. And if it has gone 100 times, my number will always remain pasted as the man who sent it and is being repeatedly forwarded. So here comes an issue of privacy. Should, in fact, a question has been raised in a case in the Supreme Court filed by an MP called Mr. Binoy Biswam, that nobody should in fact know that I have sent a message to Vishnu. Forget the contents. The fact that I have sent you a message is also an aspect of privacy.
Right.
So, you know, this privacy issue has now been settled by a 9-judge bench of the Supreme Court to say that privacy sits in fundamental rights under the Constitution.
Right.
So I'm not saying that regulation by itself is a bad thing. I wish there could have been self-regulation, so the government wouldn't have stepped in. But now that the government has stepped in for security of the nation, etc., or whatever, I don't say that it is a bad thing. But I don't think it has been fully thought out. It's kind of a little hasty.
No, but Mr. Rohatgi, let me ask you this, because you asked me you raised an important point. It just seems that every other clause, so many clauses in this entire 26-29 page document, refers to a threat to unity, integrity, defense, security of sovereignty of India, friendly relations with foreign nations, public order. These can at one level always be excuses. You can subsume everything under national security and say it is a threat, right? We can do a defense story and somebody can say it is a threat, right? So information gets shut down. Is that not a worry? That tomorrow a WhatsApp or Facebook can be told this information is wrong. It affects us because of friendly relations with another country. Shut it down. Shut down the message. And therefore, anything can be shut down.
No, and also, see, the worry is that it is up to an offense of 5 years. Right? Yes. That also I saw. Now, that also is not very easy. You know, it's not black and white. But, I mean, let me put it this way. The bottom line is this, that some amount of regulation is fine because nobody can have a completely unregulated business.
Right.
So, if TV is regulated, you are regulated, then even an OTT must be regulated.
Yes.
So, that's a level playing field. So far, so good. But in that business of regulation, you cannot trench upon other rights.
Right.
For this encryption, which I am saying, which WhatsApp proudly claims from end to end, this encryption will have to break because you will have to then store as to who sent what.
Yeah.
And you have a data protection law which says you can't store any material.
Right.
Rightly so. Now, here you will be bound to store. How will you know those originator is unless you store? And store what? Billions and millions of messages. I mean, this originator business, to my limited knowledge, is not anywhere in the world.
And can executives of these companies therefore be jailed because they cannot technically comply with this? Can India executives be jailed?
You are right. But see, the issue is that these companies, WhatsApp, these social sites are functioning in 150 countries in the world. So if everywhere this has to be done, it will be impossible to run a business. Now, recently, Supreme Court has reserved judgment in a case where some of these officials are summoned by, say, Delhi Assembly. Tomorrow they'll be summoned by Kerala Assembly. Tomorrow they'll be summoned by X Assembly. I mean, you know, one has to kind of have some modicum of restraint, some middle path somewhere. So you have some slight controls somewhere. But one has to do it very carefully, because these companies are also responsible to safeguard the privacy of a large number of its users.
All right.
So it's now one offset against the other. So it's a big...
Okay, sir, before I let you go, just one final question. I'm running short on time. The other issue, of course, affects OTT platforms. They propose to set up self-regulation at the level of the company, a self-regulatory body, including, right? And third, an oversight mechanism where a joint secretary, as I understand it, has a right to pull content, to order something to be blocked or shut down. Again, when it comes to a freedom of expression, when it comes to, say, content on Netflix or Amazon Prime or what have you, is that not going to be a big problem going forward?
It will be. My only hope is, you know, all these will go to court. People who want privacy will go to court. People who want the regulations will go to court. OTTs like Netflix or whatever may go to court. It'll ultimately have to be resolved. But my only hope is that the regulation is not ham-handed, is not heavy, and at the end of the day, you don't use a hammer to kill a fly.
Right.
That's how I would end it.
Yeah.
But this is subject to my reading it further. I only saw on TV what the ministers were saying. I have not read the documents.
Right.
But these are my initial thoughts.
Now, I agree, sir. The implementation of this is where, you know, it could be potentially problematic. But I'd like to thank you very much for being with us, speaking both about this digital media and social media, and also the Nirav Modi case. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.